Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erechen, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Beshar Hamuya, der Shehemes ist Evid Lahakal Lahachmir Ketzat. So, one of the things we said that has both Kulois and Chumrais, leniencies and stringencies, is the halacha of Ashar Hamuyid. I'm sure you know that a Muyid is an axe that attacked people three different times. If it attacked the fourth time and kills an Eved, the owner of the axe has to pay 30 salim, and it makes no difference how much the slave is worth. So Zakta Mishnah Bashar Hamuyid Shehemis es Eved, in regard to the halacha of Ashar Hamuyid that kills a slave, Lahakal Ulahachmir. There's both a Kula and a Chumra. Echad Shehemis es Hanosha Bavadim. It makes a difference whether the Shar Hamuyid killed the nicest of slaves, who technically had a high market value, Vesakoya Shebavadim, or the ugliest of slaves, who had a low price on the market. Noisin Shloishim Sela. It's the same amount, 30 Sloyim, to the owner of the Eved. But Hamis ben Chayrin, if the Shar Hamuyid killed someone who's not an Eved, literally a free person, Noisin Eshavya, then he has to pay the person's actual worth, and that would be the amount that one would have gotten for him had he been sold on the slave market. Chaval b'zeh b'zeh, if the Shar Hamuyid didn't kill but wounded, it makes no difference, b'zeh u b'zeh, whether an Eved or a Ben Chayrin, Mishalem Nezek Shalom, the owner of the axe would have to pay the full Nezek. In other words, there is no set amount. So, Shar Hamuyid, Lahakal Ulahachmir, if the Shar Hamuyid killed an Eved that would have been worth more than 30 Slayim, he pays only 30 Slayim, that's the Kula. If he killed an Eved that would have been worth less than 30 Slayim, he still pays 30 Slayim, that's the Chumra. The Shar Hamuyid kills him in Chayrin, he pays the value of that person. In the case of wounding, whether it's an Eved or a regular person, he pays Nezek Shalem.